The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Can go down boundary side. We welcome Jason Durry to the coverage. And he's standing alongside Cats footy boss Simon Lloyd.
Yes, thanks, Kingy. Down here boundary side with the GM of football, Simon Lloyd, who's a regular on K-Rock Football this season. And welcome, Simon, again. Good to be back at the G and after the little plane trip last week. And how's the week going for the boys?
Yeah, the week's gone well, Jace. It's look, it is good to be back at the G, and yeah, we were sitting what 5-4, so we've strung four really solid games together, and obviously West Coast had some very good ins last week, and you know obviously they played well again last night, but we did well to adjust our game, you know, after half time.
A couple of changes today. One, obviously Paddy Dangerfield not back. Just another week for him, possibly.
Yeah, we'll work through that, Jason. So. It's a really interesting one with Paddy. It's hard for you guys, you know, in the media particularly, because, you know, Paddy came out and said he was playing, and the coach who's about 10 metres from me said he's playing as well. And but really what happens with the medical team, you're working through that with him as well. I watched him train yesterday, and he was explosive, he was tackling, he did a lot of run. But you're fine, we're really loading up that calf as well in the gym, and it's a tiny little bit tight, but nowhere near where the injury was. So it's just that final box that he needs to tick before he's right to go. And so we need to make some decisions as well next week and the week after, because you know we're playing what, Saturday next week and then Melbourne on the Thursday night. So they're big decisions we need to make over the next week as well.
Lordy, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Benny, Cass, Neildy and Pete Ryan talking to you from up in the K-Rock box. I did want to touch on Patrick Dangerfield. Do you get to a point with it, and you talk about it just tightens up, do you get to a point though that you just have to pull the trigger and play him? And I suspect, as you alluded to, you've got to factor in the 5-day turnaround between North Melbourne and Melbourne.
Yeah. Hi, Kingy. Hi, gents upstairs. Just in regards to that, like I've got to be really strong on this. He's not feeling it at all during footy training. So he's if you come and watch, I said to Pete Ryan the other day, come and watch us next Tuesday. We've got an open training session, and you'll see that you know, that he'll be running and running really well. And you know, like us, you know, to the naked eye, you think, why isn't he playing? So it's just his final little piece, and you know, they're big decisions with big players that we need to make, and we're being guided by our medical team as well, but. Yeah, it's very close.
Zach Guthrie listed as managed. He's in probably the best form of his career. No, he is in the best form of his career. I probably should correct myself there, Lordy. Talk to us about the management of him for this week. People will look at it and go, well, you're managing him after a week after a bye, basically. Can you just take us into why Zach won't play today, and potentially will he be the medi sub?
Yeah, he may be, Kingy. He may be.
It's only 20 minutes away. Come on, Lordy, give us something.
As you know, in this game, I could walk back into the change rooms and things have changed. So, and you guys, particularly Neil, do you hold me to it?
Simon, you know that nothing's happening inside those rooms unless you give the approval. Now, let's call it for what it is. How are you, Simon?
I'm very good, mate.
Let Lordy answer the question.
He's trying to avoid it. I'm trying to help him out.
Yeah, you read me well there, Neil. No. Zach Guthrie has been in great form, in very good form. And Scotty said all along, you know, our best 22 may not be the best 22 or 23 that are out there today. So it's one of these things where, you know, we're making decisions on what next week looks like, what the week after looks like as well. And you've got to be careful not getting ahead of yourselves. But, you know, Zach Guthrie will figure strongly in our team, you know, throughout the rest of the season.
Okay, so there's no issue, though?
No issue at all. None.
Simon, good luck this afternoon. Hey, mate, we realise that for the majority of the time you've got the inside view, the Cats, you know, that's where you are. Given the ladder is so close, and obviously there's a great prize if you win today and that sets you up over the next couple of weeks, are there any other trends in the game that you're seeing from other clubs in and around you on the ladder that could impact the way that you're going to attack the back half of the season?
It's a good question, Neildy.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't throw those sort of things around often. I suppose what things that we're looking at the moment, and where we do need to, you know, we're sitting down and looking at strategies around health, and there's a lot of flu going around. You know, everyone's immune systems are different, you know, because you know we've been locked away for the last couple of years, and COVID as well. So we're looking at a lot of our health protocols. But in regards to on field, you know, we're watching the way that teams are playing very, very closely, and probably what you've seen in us, and it just hasn't come about this year. It's a 2 or 3 or 4 year build through our experiences that we've got different game styles that we can now go to within a game. And And you may have seen that last week, that we adjusted the way we played, and we've got a group that can are very, very coachable, and they've got a lot of expertise where they can do that now. But you know, this back end, it's like watching the Tour de France. It's this peloton's building, and watching the Carlton Freo game downstairs at the moment, you can really see that. You know, Freo wins, and you got a bit more room on Carlton, but you know, Carlton are leading at the moment, so it's very, very much a fine line. But again, we're you know, there's just constant challenges week in, week out, so you can't actually breathe out. Every week's a challenge.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Thanks for that answer. Hey, Max Holmes is one that always gets interest from our K-Rock listeners, and we spoke about him a little bit before, in that earlier in the season he was getting some inside minutes as well as the outside minutes, and we know that he's got speed. And he was, before he got injured, he seemed to be, I suppose, getting more comfortable in that area of the game. Will we see him much inside today, being his first game back, or will he be sort of wing, half forward, that type of? What's his plan?
He'll go through each, yeah. So he'll be inside, wing, half forward at times. But Max brings us a completely different dimension. Watching him out at Werribee last week, you know, his ability to get from contest to contest, his pure speed and explosiveness, has a lot of inside 50 entries. And he's a real, it's quite interesting with Max, he's only in his second year. He played the last seven games last year. But he's, whether this is the athlete's background and there's nowhere to hide, but he's just an absolute competitor. And he likes big games.
Speaking with Geelong footy boss Simon Lloyd, here's Pete Ryan from The Age on K-Rock Footy.
G'day Simon, good luck today. I look forward to seeing the Cats train on Tuesday. That's definitely in the diary.
I look forward to seeing you there. Yeah.
Just in terms of, you said, with Chris has said often that the 22 that runs out, it's not necessarily a referendum on the best 22. How are you keeping the group and the players who miss out week to week, I suppose, not necessarily focused, but just aware of what goes into the selection decisions?
Yeah, Pete, it's one of the biggest challenges at this point of time. So only 4 or 5 weeks ago, we had 3 in our VFL, 5 in our VFL. Tomorrow, we've got 12 in our VFL. And you have Radicalier and Narkle and amongst many others, you know, running around. And you do need to manage you know, players that are, you know, trying to get into the senior team, players that are trying to get new contracts. So it becomes a real challenge. And it's something we talk about constantly, how much we communicate, how transparent we are in our communication. But again, imagine how hard it was a couple of years ago when we were in the hub where they weren't actually able to play.
Yep.
And so we've probably lived through worse. But in saying that, it's something that we talk about daily as to how much we're communicating with these players, because it doesn't take much either, because these guys, Max Holmes is playing out at Werribee last week and he's playing on the MCG today.
Just you mentioned contracts there. A couple of names from other clubs have been linked to Geelong in recent days, Angus Brayshaw and Jordan Ngoi. First, just a comment on those specific names and your general outlook in terms of free agency and your list management going forward.
Yeah, I made an error there, Pete, in just even mentioning that. we've got a list management team that, you know, we meet regularly, and there's a lot of conversations, and we talk to a lot of player agents, and you know, we have lots of interest in a lot of different players, but it's something we don't want to have a running dialogue publicly on this as well. So, because like anything, it's like in match committee, you do have robust discussions and you don't agree on everything, but then when you leave the room, you've got a position on where you're going. So, you know, those two names you mentioned, you know, we're constantly having conversations about them and many others.
Simon, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. I just wanted to ask you a sort of an overarching question about the footy club and Steve Hocking's appointment as the CEO. Now we're into the meat of the season, and I imagine you're sort of into a flow in terms of your football club. What's his appointment done to the environment at the football club?
Yeah, well, Steve, look, obviously, first up, Brian Cook was an incredible CEO, obviously, for many, many years, and Steve's got a very different style to what Brian has. I don't know how I'd describe him. He's a futurist. He's constantly looking at progressive ways of forget about how things are now, and probably the theme, if it's not broken, break it anyway. So we've got 16 new staff in our football department. So really that's a challenge to manage, you know, new people coming into your environment. But if anything, it's really, you know, freshen things up through the place and brought new creative ideas. So With hockey, you know, there's an element where you're really focusing on the now, but also you need to step back constantly and look at what's it going to look like next year and years going forward. So there are conversations that between, you know, Hock and I and Chris and, you know, our list management team, you know, you're having them all the time. But I've found for all of us, you know, they're creative conversations, and it's almost trying to look at, well, how do we want this place to look, you know, in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years' time.
And what about your coach? What changes have you noticed in him this year, if any, in terms of, you know, the way he's going about it, his personality about the place, his interactions with players? Has there been any sort of change with that change of Steve Hocking coming in?
Yeah, whether it's Hock or whether it's the environments, you know, you think about last year and the year prior, we spent a lot of time in Perth last year, and the year prior we were 4 months in Queensland and travelling all around Australia. So I think we've all had a bit more stability, but probably, you know, and again, I'm not being disrespectful. We've had some great people that have been at the club in the past, but all of a sudden you bring in new staff and new coaches, and you think about, you know, whether it's James Kelly or, you know, Matty Egan and Eddie Betts and et cetera, you know, Jason Lappin. You know, we've got a lot of new voices coming in that are giving a lot of creative ideas and that have seen the game a little bit differently. So with that, you know, you have renewed enthusiasm and a lot more energy, and, you know, he's in a great place, a really good place. And forget it, win, lose or draw, he's... You know, he's probably the thing that you're seeing as well. He's seeing a lot of he's giving a huge amount of opportunities to, he's seeing De Conning and Max Holmes and Ollie Dempsey and Shannon Neal, and these players come through. So the amount of, we've almost flipped the way we do things. So we saw the youth coming through, and so we've gone from being top heavy in assistant coaches, and we've flipped that now, and we're actually focusing a lot more around our development space.
Lloydy, last question from me. Will Sam Simpson play some football in July?
In July, we're hoping so. So I watched him very closely yesterday, and he's now being introduced to competitive work. He had danger tackling him yesterday. He had Shane O'Bree jumping on top of him, and Jonathan Sigler as well. So he was doing a lot of twisting and turning, and I was watching it with his dad. So his dad was there, so we like what we see, and you'll find over the next couple of weeks it'll really ramp up, and hopefully we'll have him available, you know, come July.
Looking forward to that. Lloydy, really appreciate your time as always. Best of luck this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, gents.
Simon Lloyd joining us on K-Rock Football Footy Spotlight. Thanks to Rex Gorrell.
The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.